Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 10th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon hasn't created a wrist-worn gadget because people are already happy with the current options on the market, said Amazon's Senior Vice President of Devices and Services. But a report from Bloomberg published in May suggested Amazon is working on a wrist-worn gadget that identifies the wearer's emotions. Amazon did enter the wearable market in 2019 with Alexa-enabled earbuds, a ring and glasses. Uber said yesterday it is beginning to roll out 3 safety features in India as the American ride-hailing firm looks to improve its service in one of its most important overseas markets. The new features include an intervention from Uber when there is a long unplanned stop in a ride and the introduction of a 4-digit authentication code to ensure a passenger is getting in the right car. Both the features are rolling out to users starting today, company executives said at a press event in New Delhi. Facebook sticks to allowing unchecked political ads. Despite pressure from U.S. Congress, Facebook said yesterday it would continue to allow campaigns to use the site to target advertisements to particular slices of the electorate and that it would not police the truthfulness of the messages that they send out, reports the New York Times. Rather than using images of paid models, many companies and organizations will turn to machine-generated images of human faces in the near future, if they haven't already, The Washington Post reports. The rise in AI-generated imagery can accommodate companies looking to promote diversity, since they can be generated quickly and don't involve actual living workers. However, the Post notes that there are caveats. For example, the fake images are generated by GANs trained on thousands of actual models, who often weren't told ahead of time that they would be included in such a project. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.